restaurants. They're going into, you know, delivery, of course, but so we have a whole line of business about supporting scheduled meal delivery services where you can subscribe to a kitchen and you'll, you know, you'll lay out your menu for the week and they'll deliver prepared food to you. We've got now restaurants interested in purchasing that software from us to turn their kitchens into a subscription-based service. Some of them may learn that it's better just to have a kitchen that generates meals for delivery and not bother with the front of the house. Others who really love the restaurant business may see that a hybrid will help, where, you know, once they can start bringing people into the front of the house, we know they're going to be spaced far apart. 130-seat dining room may turn into a 30-seat dining room. These restaurants are going to have to find a way to keep the revenue flowing. So delivery, of course, is an option. The mechanism that existed before this of, you know, you go to their website, you read their menu, you call up DoorDash or Uber Eats, and it gets picked up, and Uber Eats takes a slice, and it's all very inefficient, is not as lucrative for the restaurant if I dealt directly with them and said, here's what I'd like on Monday, here's what I'd like on Wednesday, and here's what I'd like on Friday, and you can go ahead and do this every week of the month until I change my menu. That's a whole new avenue for them.
I think the restaurant should have meal plans like in college.
Well, you know, and there's something to that. But what's interesting is there's an enormous population of people who are uncomfortable with their own kitchens and have been sort of struggling and, you know, finding these store shelves empty, and they're just not comfortable making their own food. So they're going out there and using these delivery services, and it's great. But it is better to have a subscription than to just do meals on demand. If a restaurant knows they've got 100 different customers who've pre-ordered 3 weeks worth of meals, they can plan for that. They can shop for that. They can adjust their menus to be able to, you know, inventory the right kinds of foods. It's a whole different business model. It's one that was building up anyway. It was a concept of ghost kitchens, where kitchens would represent basically non-existent restaurants. There'd be no actual physical restaurants.
Well, kitchens.
right? Yeah, well, actually, they call them ghost kitchens. but it is very possible for a restaurant to kind of work its way back to fiscal viability by doing something like this. And we are getting a lot of interest in restaurants at our meal, it's called MealTrack, our meal planning software, turning their kitchens into partial subscription kitchens. Subscription revenue is everybody's holy grail, right? We all want customers to sign up and promise to pay us a certain amount every month forever. Software has turned into subscriptions. Memberships have turned into different forms of subscriptions. This is a way for restaurants to do that.